All right. I think we're in business now. I want to thank everybody for coming on tonight. You know, it's usually one of those times when we talk about money like this, it's usually one of those times when people want to get on the call. And I see a good number of people on the call tonight, and that's great. And we're going to talk about money. It's something that we don't talk a whole lot about, and there's reasons for that. And I may or may not share some of those reasons, but one of the reasons is it has to do with the company. I will say that the company's been very careful, very protective, really, of us as distributors and themselves as a company, which I'm glad of. It's a catch 22. It has its ups and downs, but they've been very protective of trying to predict money or to project incomes or to make claims, which is what a lot of network marketing companies tend to do. And if you've been paying attention to the industry as a whole, you notice that Avima, which is a large company, was in the news lately, and they've been in lots of trouble for going after people based on income claims. And I will go ahead and say this, too. When you look around the industry of network marketing and you go online, for example, and try to do some research on that as a business plan, you're going to find a whole mixed bag of opinions out there. But regardless of people's opinions, fact is fact. And what I want to share with you tonight is fact. We have something in this company called an income disclosure statement. Now, you haven't seen it because they haven't made it public. And they're about to make the income disclosure statement public. Probably by the end of this month, the beginning of November sometime, you're going to actually see it. It's going to be somewhere on the website. And it'll be a place where people can say, well, I want to know more about this company, how distributors are doing. How are they making money, and how much money are they making? And that's what an income disclosure statement has in it. It's a legal document. It's actually something that legally you're supposed to have as a company. But when you examine these documents, and I encourage you to do this, if you look at other companies, you're going to find these income disclosure statements, two things about them. You're going to find out that either A, they're very confusing. Some of the statistics that they're going to give are going to be, you know, manipulative. And most companies, for example, don't have a lot of customers to their name. They just have distributors, because the distributors, I've said this before, are the only people willing to buy their products. And one of the reasons they're willing to buy the products is because there's a financial opportunity attached to that product. And so, therefore, I have to buy so much of this product every month in order to be eligible for pay. That's what a lot of compensation plans have built into them. If you're not auto shipping regularly monthly their product at a certain rate, you're not even going to get a paycheck. And so a lot of people end up buying these products as a way to qualify for money that, quite honestly, they're not even earning. They're not even earning the money. So you're going to see an income disclosure statement about so many people are customers, when really they're the distributors who've been forced to buy the product, if I could even say it that way. What you'll also find, and this is kind of an across-the-board thing, and this is going to be the negative side of it right now, but wait, just give me a couple minutes to lay this foundation, and wait till you hear some of the numbers that I'm going to share with you tonight about life's abundance, and you're going to be amazed. Now, and by the way, the topic of tonight's call is can I make money if I join this life's abundance business? Isn't that what people want to know? I mean, you wouldn't just join. I suppose you would join this just because you love pets. That's one thing I should say. A lot of people do that. And a lot of people they've told me they don't even mind if they don't make money or much money, because they just believe so much in Dr. Jane and her vision and what she's doing with these products. And it just makes them feel good to do our business like that. And more power to everyone who's like that. I would never turn that person away. But most people who are going to join this thing, get an executive pack, and really want to, you know, put their make that extra money, want to know, can I really make the money here? Well, if you look at the industry as a whole, and I'm looking at an article right now online that says the myth of MLM income. And, you know, it goes on to say that 99% of all people who join a network marketing company lose money. Now, this is a this was an evaluation of one person. I won't give his name or the article. You can Google this kind of stuff if you want to, but he examined 11 companies. I'll name some of the companies he examined. You might recognize them. Arbon, Free Life, Herbalife, Melaleuca, Nikon, New Skin, USANA, Relive, Amway or Quickstar, and there's a few others. And these are companies you've heard of. Maybe you've been approached on. And I'm not here to bash these companies. I'm just here to tell you something I find to be true across the board as I look at the network marketing industry, that if you take these companies and you look at their numbers, you're going to find out that the majority of people, it's not always 99% in every company, but overall, you're going to find the majority of these company people aren't making money. And why is that? Well, because they have things in comp plans called breakage. That means if someone becomes more successful under you than you are, they break away from you. You can no longer earn from that person unless you start to make the same rank as they make, which may be looked at as incentive, you know, like, hey, you know, it's an incentive for me to go higher. But wait a minute. I brought that person into the business. I should earn from that person no matter how well they do in the business, right? I mean, there are people underneath me who are doing fabulously well. And if they ever got better than me, I wouldn't want to lose their business. So there are things in the compensation plan like little loopholes. Like if you don't auto ship, like I said, then you're going to not qualify for check. And some of these auto ships, as you progress up the ranks, get pretty excessive. I mean, they get to the point of $200 or $300 or more. And if you're not buying that regularly, which means, by the way, that if you want those products, I suppose that's a well-spent money. But if you don't want those products, what that means is they're taking, bottom line is, they're taking that much money out of your earnings every month, and you're having to subsidize the company by buying more of their products. And there's a lot of these kind of things that you don't – they're kind of the hidden language in the compensation plan. And this is why, quite frankly, and I've said it before, this is why most network marketing companies or a lot of network marketing companies have a bad rap. You know, they've kind of earned it. And you know, you got to be careful when you're looking around and you're saying, what can I do for extra money out there? And, you know, I don't know about this network marketing thing. You know, it's kind of different, and it is different. And we've talked about that before. Network marketing has a set of rules that it works by. And you have to be good at that. You have to be a student of network marketing to really understand what it is you're involved in. You're not in a normal 9-to-5 business. You're not in. I love what I heard, Kim, if you're on the line. I heard what you said that, you know, oh, I haven't been working that hard, but I was at the dog show and I just passed out some samples and two people signed up and they spent over $900 already. I mean, you don't have to work hard. That is fun. You don't have to work hard in network marketing, but you have to be always in a position to be ready. There's a lot of things that are different about what we do, and if you learn it and be a student of it, you'll do wonderful, and you'll appreciate what network marketing can do for you. It can provide freedom more than money. You know, I appreciate the money that I earn, but you know what? I also appreciate equally is the freedom it provides me. I mean, literally, I don't have to get up at any set time in the morning. I don't have to go to bed tonight until I'm tired. You know, people say, John, when do you get up in the morning? I say, when I get done sleeping. That's when I get up in the morning. And, of course, they laugh at me and look at me funny, but I mean that. You know, network marketing can be a wonderful, wonderful experience, but it can also be you have to be careful. And so people say, well, what makes Life's Abundance different? Well, you all know, if your distributor's here today, you all know that we're different in a lot of ways, and one of those ways is we're in a $58+ billion industry that's and I'm going to say this, it's going to sound a little wrong, but we're dealing with a captive audience of people, or we should say a captive audience of pets, and that's that could be a good thing or a bad thing, because you've got companies who know that, big name billion dollar companies who know that, and so therefore they put out the garbage products that they put out because they know people got to buy it, and if they buy, you know, they don't have a choice. They have a choice as far as which product they might buy, but they're always going to buy pet food, pet treats. You know, they're never going to, less than 3% of all people home cook. So it's proven fact that if you get into the pet food business, you're going to make money. You know, even if you just get 1% of the market, you're going to be okay. And so we're in that kind of an industry. That's a good thing. But the other thing that goes along with it that makes us special is what we can show you in the way now of numbers that prove that the income is to be made here at this company. Our company blows the entire industry out of the water when it comes to the percentage of people and what they're earning. And I want to share that with you tonight. So one thing I'll say before I get into these numbers, if you're on this call tonight, you are hearing numbers that have never been talked about on my call or any company call ever before. And I want to make a little disclaimer, and I want to say that just because I give out these numbers, this is in no way a projection that you are going to be able to accomplish anything that I'm saying, or that you're going to be able to earn these kinds of this kind of income for yourself. Can you? Absolutely, you can. But I'm just making a little legal disclaimer that I'm not giving anybody a false opinion or an idea that, you know, John said if I hit this rank, I'm going to make this much money. And that I'm and all that. So just be clear, just to be clear about that. All right. So let me share some numbers with you. And these are numbers, by the way, that I was shared with by the company as a preliminary, as being a 9-star. I get once in a while I get some insider, you know, advanced information. And this is something that's going to be produced for all of us to have. As I said, it's probably going to show up on the website as a link for everyone in the world to see. And you can be very proud of this, and you can use this now as a tool. Don't take tonight's information and use this. Wait for the end of the month. Wait for the official document to come out. There may be some slight changes in these numbers. These may not be 100% accurate. They may be off by 1% or 2% or something like that. So wait for the official. But let me give you some very interesting numbers, all right? And this is going back to 2014. Typically, an income disclosure statement is going to be a year-by-year thing, okay? So every year, these numbers are going to adjust based on the growth and change of the company. But in 2014, are you ready for this? Over 90% of all field representatives received a commission check. So let that set into your mind a little bit from what I just said. In the industry, it's shown that over 90% don't ever get a check. Okay, that means that if we're generous, that only 10% get a check in most network marketing companies. In 2014, over 90% of all the field representatives in Life's Abundance received at least one commission payment. That is phenomenal. Okay, now let me go a little further. On a monthly basis, not just a one-time payment, but on a monthly basis, there's an average of over 52% of all field representatives in Life's Abundance receive a regular monthly commission payment. Over 52%. Forget the 90% that I just talked about. So that what that tells you, by the way, about the 90% is that if you get in this business, you have a 90% chance of making money here. You know, that's what I put on our Facebook page. 9 out of 10 Life's Abundance reps experience this. What do they experience? They experience a paycheck. So you have a 90% chance of success, okay? Now, let's take it long term. You have a 52%, you have a greater than 52% chance of getting a regular monthly check, okay? Why, what's, you know, why only 52%? Well, because, think about it, some people don't get a check every month. Maybe they had a good month, and then maybe they got sick. Or maybe they got, you know, busy with their job, or something took them away. And So they didn't get a monthly check, like maybe 2 out of the 12 months they didn't get a check. So they're not included in the 52%, but 10 out of the 12 months they did, or 6 out of the 12. Doesn't mean that people still aren't making money. The percentages could be much higher, but on a regular monthly basis, 52% are getting 12 out of the 12 checks every year. Now, the average commission earned by all field reps. Now, this may not sound great to you. This sounds phenomenal to me. Okay, the average the commission earned by all field representatives in 2014 is $2,185. All right. So that means that people are able to come into this business, and they're able to say, well, what could I make? How quickly could I get my investment back? Well, in the average commission earned by all field reps, the average person was able to walk away with at least $2,185. So our executive pack, I believe, is like $243. Okay, so that's not 10 times the money, but it's about 8 or 9 times the money that you invested to get in. All right, now moving on, over 50% of all field representatives reached the level of 4-star or higher. So when we look at all the field representatives in our company, over 50% of them are 4-star or above. That means that 1 out of every 2 people who join the company are able to reach a sales volume of at least $750 or more, because that's what it takes to be a 4-star. Is $750 in sales or more. That should also tell you that we're a product-based company and that people want our products. But I'm going to give you something about that in a minute. It's going to just be staggering to you. But over 50% of all field representatives reached the rank of 4-star or higher. So you've got a 1 in 2 chance. Are you a person that are you a low achiever or are you a high achiever? Because 50% of everybody who joins reaches that rank at least and above. Now, in 2014, get this, as far as a customer-based company here, 81% of all the revenues that came in company-wide, 81% of all the revenue came from the sales of product to customers. Now, remember what I said about other network marketing companies, how they include their distributors as their customers? I'm not doing that right now. I'm telling you that 81% of all the business that came into our company last year came from customers, people who have no financial interest in the business whatsoever. They may not even know that we have a business, and they may not even care that we have a business, but I'll tell you what they do care about. They love this product, and they love what it does for their animals, and 81% of the revenue. So that means 19% of the remaining revenue did come from distributors. And a lot of our distributors have pets, and we don't have a mandatory auto ship. So think about this with me. We don't have a mandatory auto ship, and yet almost 20% of the revenue is from distributors, because the distributors have a need for the product and they want the product. They're not forced to buy it. Now, that you could say, well, that's a low number. That's a high number, because we're not making anybody buy it. But 81%, do you know that the government wants at least a 1-to-1 ratio? For every distributor you have in the company, they want to see at least one customer that has no interest in making money. They're buying the product regardless of the compensation plan. That's what the government wants to see. So we have, 4-to-1 ratio in that department? 81% of all the customers are people who buy products from us are customers. 19% comes from the sales force. Okay, so that should tell you that people want our products. Now you're going to like this part. Let me give you some average annualized payments to 6-stars, 7-stars, 8-stars, and 9-stars. Okay, so this is an average. This doesn't mean that you're going to earn it. You could earn a lot less. You could earn a lot more. I know for a fact you can earn a lot more, because I'm in that category when it comes to these numbers. The average annualized payment to Six Stars in 2014 was $21,395. Now, that's not bad money. Folks, I know the industry says, hey, come and join over here and you're going to make a six-figure income. You're going to make, you know, $10,000 a month, and we've got all these people doing it, and let me, and they're standing on stage with their, you know, huge cardboard paychecks, and, you know, look at their bonuses and all that. Okay, but remember the percentages that I talked about. Look at those companies' financial statements and see if it really bears true. And a lot of people can make bonuses, and then things can just kind of fizzle out and die out. In this Six Star, by the way, is a very good milestone in the business, but you don't have to do a lot. And I'm not trying to be, you know, sound negative to anybody who might be a Six Star here, but you really don't have to do a whole lot to be a Six Star. All you have to do to be a Six Star is have two successful Five Stars underneath you. And a Five Star, if you have two Five Stars underneath you, you could have done that, and the bare minimum would have been to do it with $3,200 in sales. You know, a couple of people, a total of $3,200 in sales, and that's what makes you a Six Star. But the average annualized payment was $21,395. Now, the average annualized payment for Seven Stars in 2014 was $34,550. $34,550. Now, you can live on that money. I mean, there's a lot of people going to work every day who aren't making $34,000 a year. And a Seven Star, what's a Seven Star? A Seven Star is a person who has four five-star legs underneath of them. Four people, four legs, someone in those legs have hit five-star, meaning, you know, $1,600 in business is what a five-star has to do with two people. And I won't get into the whole, you know, mechanics of that, but understand, it's not a huge, huge achievement. Now, the average annualized payment to Eight Stars in 2014 was $98,882. So that's $98,882 for Eight Stars. The average, now this is going to be interesting, because this was interesting to me. The average annualized payment for Nine Stars was $85,892. You say, how could it be less than Eight Stars? Well, I don't know the other side of these numbers. I don't know who is the person. What it is there's more people in the lower ranks of the company than there are in the higher ranks. Okay, and there's a lot of seven and a lot of eight stars, more than they are nine stars. So you take that group. And some of them may have extremely high volumes, and they might even be making six figures a year. But put together, the average on the eight stars was over 98,000. But then you get to the nine stars, and some people may just be squeaking into that rank. You understand? And so it dropped. There's less people, and the average annualized payment was $85,892. Now I can tell you, I probably shouldn't tell you, but I will tell you that myself and several people that I know make far more. Okay, and I don't ever give out what I earn, but I'll tell you what, that is an average. Okay, all these numbers are averages, but they're great, fantastic averages. I mean, you are not going to find, you're going to be hard pressed to find another network marketing company that has numbers like 90%, over 90% of their distributors got a paycheck in 2014, and that over 52% of them received it every single month. And the average commission, even with the numbers I gave you for the six through nine stars, the average commission for all reps was over $2,000 monthly, all right? So, or annually, I'm sorry about that, annually. So that's just an incredible thing. You're never going to find, I don't want to use the word never. You're hardly ever going to find a company with over 81% of all of its revenue coming from people who just want the product, because it's priced right. It helps their dogs. They love what the product, that it comes auto shipped to their door, and they just they want to be on this product versus whatever else is in the store. And that's a huge, huge thing. So, folks, let me just tell you something. Can you make money with Life's Abundance? You absolutely can, and I can prove it, is what I said in my email and what I said on the Facebook post. I can prove it. And when this becomes a something that you can pull up on your computer, where everybody can, because it'll be part of our website, you're going to have a tool like no other tool we've ever had. And this is going to be straight from the company. This isn't going to be what John Albrecht's downline looks like and how many people are making money in there. And the numbers may be different, even maybe better, maybe not better in my downline. But overall, as a company, you can represent the company now and show people you can make money here. If you can fall in the 9 out of 10, you're going to get a paycheck here. You know, if we do what's average, you're going to make, you know, this year, you're going to get your money back from joining the company. And if you really go at this, you're going to get a check every single month. And if you go towards these higher ranks, look at exactly what is being paid out on average to these ranks. I mean, these are real incomes. These are real, this is real money, money you can live on. So I'm going to stop, because that's all I want to share with you. And I think it's very, very powerful, and I'd like to hear what you think. So if you're on this phone call tonight and you want to make a question or a comment about any of these numbers, I don't want anybody giving out their income. Okay, I really don't want you to do that. But if you got any questions or comments about anything that I've said tonight, you got any of those testimonials that you'd like to share, now's the time. You need to hit *2 on your phone keypad, and that will tell me to bring you into the call. If you're on the webcast, you're listening to me online, all you have to do is type in your comment there, and I'll try to get to that if any come through. Sometimes the computer doesn't cooperate, but I'll do my best. All right, I'm looking around, and I'm waiting to see if anybody is wanting to come into the call. All right, okay, here you go. I knew there was going to be somebody, and here we go. A bunch of people popped up. So let's see. I have, I believe, Josh. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, welcome to the call, and how can I help you?
Again, just wanted to pop in, share my testimonials. I've got a great team of people that I'm working with. Again, with very minimal effort, I'm working a full-time job, working my Life's Abundance business very part-time. And in the short year that I've been working, I've been a consistent 4-star every single month, receiving a paycheck every single month. So my next goal is to reach 5-star, hopefully in the next couple of months. And again, it's very easy.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute. I love hearing stuff like that. And you can hear it almost in Josh's voice that he's just excited about what he's doing, and that excitement is really what I'm sure is what's driving his business. Regina, I'm unmuting your line right now. Are you there?
I'm here, John. Thank you for the call. And that was those numbers really actually kind of floored me. I was like, wow, that is pretty phenomenal. Real quick, I had some testimonials I wanted to share, but maybe I'll do those ones next week because they're actually more product-based. But in regards to all of this, you know, I am actually still a 6-star. And what's interesting, I had somebody, you know, they asked me for some help, and I said, oh, okay. And I have some 9-stars on my team. You know, you were talking about, you know, in some companies, you would lose them once they passed you up. And I'm sure glad that Life's Abundance doesn't do that, because I have people that have actually passed me. And I spend a lot of my time helping them to get their ranks. But the one thing, you know, that this person said, well, why are you still a 6-star, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, because I spend a lot of my time helping others, and I've put my chess pieces into place, if you will, to shore up and make sure those groups stay strong before I go to build the next. But this is the crazy part. We're slated to hit, now this isn't income, this is sales for my team, $1.7 million this year based on where we're at right now. And this is a small group of people hitting $1.7 million in sales. So I told this gal anyways that said, well, why aren't you a nine-star? I said, it doesn't matter because once I hit nine-star, my volume is so high that that will all fall into place. My paycheck will soar up a lot.
It sure will.
And most of my team, that's another thing, most of my team's on my ninth level.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I don't even monetize from the majority of my team because they're on my, I'm a six star and they're on my seventh, eighth, and ninth levels are the majority. So, but you know, going back to where I started 5 years ago, with a $250 kit, and today, 5 years later, doing $1.7 million in sales as a group. I can't even believe that. And I've gotten a check every month, I think since the second or third month that I started. I've never not gotten pay.
That's awesome.
So,
well,
anyways,
you know, guys,
thank you.
Thanks again for being on the call and for participating. You know, Regina's one of those people that are probably messing up these numbers. she's got a tremendous amount of volume, and as a six star, she's probably blowing it away. She's probably one of the highest paid six stars in the company. And so, you know, there'll be a lot of six stars who are just entering the rank of six star and have nowhere near the volume she's talking about and just don't have the ability, you know, to make that kind of money yet. So, folks, bottom line is when product moves, money is made, right? I mean, that's just math. If you get into these tricky compensation plans where product is moved but nothing gets paid out, that's what's happening. You realize that? You realize that there's an army of people out there in most of these companies trying to make sales for people, and they're never even having to pay out the commissions. In our company, you're going to get paid from the very first product you sell. I mean, they are not holding it back on you. So it's just pure and simple. The more volume you create, and you'll do that given a long enough time, stick and stay and get your pay, you're going to just continue to build and build and get stronger and stronger. And this business doesn't just go away. I mean, I've been here for 12 years with family members and good friends of mine who've been here the entire 12 years with me. And we all can testify to the fact that the business just continues to grow. People, as I said before, have to feed their pets. And they prefer to feed our products. Because pets don't lie. Pets tell their pet parents, I want life's abundance. they tell it through their actions. So I don't want to get into all that anymore, but I want to move on to Shirley. Shirley is a longtime rep. And Shirley, are you there?
I am. How are you, John?
I'm fine. It's good to hear from you tonight.
Yeah, I usually work on Monday nights, but I had tonight off. So I thought this is a good opportunity to chime in. And just let you know that I listen to all your calls on the recordings, and I don't miss a week, and it's awesome, and I appreciate it because you just get me motivated. And I'd just like to say that I have some reps that are Amish, and they don't have computers. They don't have, you know, all the modern stuff that we have, but they do amazing. They're very, very, very smart people. They just figure everything out, and they call me, and I help them, you know, as much as I can. And I probably have about 12 Amish people on my team. And they're just amazing people. I know, you know, they help each other out. They, order the pallets of food.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's really nice to show that you don't have to be a computer genius to do the business. Now, Shirley, tell everybody, because I don't want to put you on the spot, but tell everybody approximately how long you've been in the business, and have you been getting a steady paycheck, and has it been going up? And give us a little bit of that.
Okay, yeah, I have been in the business since about 6.5 years. I'm a six star, and if I would get my butt in gear, I could move it up, but I haven't been doing that, so that's my next goal. But yeah, I my checks, I think the first check I got was like $20 or something, and I was, oh my God, all excited. And then it was $30, and then pretty soon it was $100, and pretty soon it was $300, and I'm thinking, oh, this is great. And now it's like $1,500. And, you know, and sometimes I don't do anything for months, you know, other than answer questions from people that call me and need some help. So it's amazing, this company. I love this company, and it's definitely my retirement money. I'm going to be probably within a year, I'll probably be done work. I've already cut down a couple of days. So I'm just excited.
Well, that's great. And I'm glad you're sharing that, because, you know, I muted you out, Shirley. Thanks for being on the call again. She's been here a long time, and I know she's gotten a check like that every month. And I've worked with her and some of her teammates, and, you know, it's just been it's an on and off thing. You know, Jim Rohn says in the CD, it's the magic of part time. Imagine being able to make this kind of money part time. I mean, that's the beauty of it. And Jim Rohn says in the CD that came with your starter kit, you know, he was reluctant to give up his full-time job, because as soon as he gave up his full-time job, he gave up his story. And you know, his story was, hey, I make all this money, but I make it part-time on the side. And that's what, you know, Shirley has been in a job this entire time. She's not been full-time at all in Life's Abundance. And sometimes, like she said, you know, there's stretches of the time where there's months go by and things. That's why I tell people, look, don't quit the business. Don't ever quit the business. I mean, why would you ever quit the business? Yes, you might be busy, and yes, life might take you in another direction. It might even take you that way for 6 months. And people will call me and they'll say, John, you know, life took a turn, and I'm headed this direction. I probably can't work the Life's Abundance business, so. Since I'm having to pay the $10.95 a month for a website, you know, since I'm just not going to be in it, I better just quit. Don't ever quit. Just don't ever quit. You'll regret ever. I've never regretted being in the business. You'll regret quitting if you quit too early. All right, I have another person I'm going to bring into the line, and I got a blank on my screen here, so. New Hampshire?
Yes, John. That's either me or Lauren, one of the two.
Okay. All right. Welcome to the call. What
it's
would
Patty.
You like to – Patty. That's right. I'm searching for that name, Patty.
It's okay.
So go right ahead.
Yeah. My question is, for the statistics that you just did, is that like an individual person making that? Or group.
This is an app. These are average numbers.
Like for an individual or a group?
No, for an individual.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I'm like, I figured it was individual, but I wanted to double check.
When I went to 6, 7, 8, and 9 stars, that's when you look at all the 6 stars, you got an average income. You look at all the 7s and so forth. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, you know, you were just saying about regretting being in the business. I do not regret it at all. I love it, and I do consistently make a paycheck. So I'm pretty happy with that. And it just keeps going up and up and up every single month. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and thank you for this call. This is great.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, folks, let me just say something, too, as a little bit of a I don't know what I want to call it, but just to be cautious, let's put it that way. These numbers are not posted. These are not public information as of yet. And I know a lot of people listen to the recordings of this call. And if you want to, and if you are even promoting this recording later, I want to put the recording up because I want people to be able to hear it who couldn't be on tonight's call. But please do not start to run this out all over the internet. When the official numbers, there could be a percentage one way or another change. There could be a dollar amount one way or another change. I doubt it. But it could. So reserve your enthusiasm to pump this all over the internet, okay? Because I'm saying it now that I don't want that to happen. I don't want. If you want to share it privately with another person, please at least tell them the same thing. This is a training call. We do trainings on this call. We're not doing this for recruiting purposes, okay? So please help me out in that regard. When the official numbers come out, we'll do another call and we'll go over the numbers and we'll have permission to be able to talk about them more freely. Okay, so just wanted to say that. All right, I want to bring in Scott Cook because I see that he wants to come in and he hasn't come in the call yet. Scott?
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great call tonight, John. Interesting numbers. Those of you who have been around me for any length of time know I'm the research guy, the data guy. I do the digging, so I know what these numbers mean, and they're pretty awesome. 90% success rate is incredible, absolutely unheard of. I can just say that personally, my story real quick is that I'm a retired professional dog trainer. And for my first 4 years in the business, I did nothing but retail. And John will attest to this because every once in a while he'd call me and kind of try and light the fire. But basically, I did nothing but retail to my boarding and training clients. And I hit 4-star my first month and just stayed there for 4 years. When I decided to start building a team, it goes just like retail, your income is not immediate, and John teaches this. It's not a overnight thing, but you just keep steady doing the daily method of operation. Those few things every day. Make those calls. Talk to those people. Recommend the product. Invite people to look at the opportunity. And then all of a sudden, 2 months ago, my income increased by 39.9% in 1 month. So it does work. So anyway, I just wanted that. That's that magic of, geometric progression. Just all of a sudden, the fulcrum point hits and bang. But it's exciting to hear some of the new people get on and chat with us early before the call starts. And hopefully they got something out of tonight's call. I know I did. Thanks, John. Thanks for your time, too.
Oh, well, thank you, Scott. It's always a pleasure to have you around. And, I mean, there's more people that want to come to this call. We'll bring you in. And I hope it's just more of the same. You know, it's really nice to be involved in a business that not only you can be successful at, like Scott and Regina and Josh and others have said on this call, surely, but you know, when you bring someone into the business, it gives you a confidence that you can know for their sake that they can make it here. You know, network marketing is difficult. Like I said earlier, there's some different there. It works from a different set of rules. It's a different animal. And it's nice to know though that people can come in and you know, they're going to have a shot at it. You know, starting your own business, look at the numbers. Just go look at the numbers of people who start their own traditional business, just any business, and look at the failure rate of that. I mean, it's astronomical, the failure rate. It's way higher than the success rate. And that never deters anybody from starting a business. You know, people get ambitious. Same thing as apply. That rule applies here. You know, so but you know that people can come in with low barrier of entry. They don't have to put down a lot of money to get involved with the business. And so they don't have to worry about recouping so much back like it takes with other companies, traditional things that they may start. And, you know, you can really just work at your own pace because you're going to get paid commission. So if you don't work, you don't get paid. If you do work, you get paid. All right, I have someone else that I want to bring into the call here. This is from Phoenix, Arizona, I think is what it says here. Who do I have?
Kim, is this John?
Yes.
Hi, Kim Gardner.
Oh, welcome to the call.
Thank you. I just wanted to share, Virginia wanted me to share my little story a little bit too. I'm one of those, I made it to the 9-star, but I'm like the barely made it, kind of hanging on, need to get my team solid to stay there person, which would really drop your numbers down bad on that, you know, for like this year. But anyway, I've been around. I joined in December of 2011, had nobody tell me anything. I never heard of multi-level marketing, didn't know what that was, didn't know about training. I just fed my own dogs, tell people, yeah, you can feed it, you know, that's what the puppies are on, but you can go to Costco and buy that if it's easier. You know, I was kind of one of those. And then I met Regina, actually, on a dog cruise. We ran into each other in Florida and didn't even know who she was, and she kind of took me under her wing and helped me out. So I started trying to kind of work the business a little bit. And so basically in about 2.5 years, I went from, you know, $20 to $50 a month to my 9-star that I made a couple months ago. My mother needed a new car. She's in her 80s, and hers was breaking down. And I was able to, Saturday when she was giving me this sob story about her car, I was able to go with her to the dealership, trade hers in, and pay cash for her new car with just what I've put in my savings from the Life's Abundance in the last, you know, 2.5 years. So
Wow. It,
you know, I mean, it works. I'm not, you know, I mean, I'm not making a fortune as far as, you know, like you were talking about people thinking $5,000 a month or whatever. I'm not anywhere near that yet, but I'm feeding my own dogs. I'm getting income every month. I was able to do that for my mother, you know, just with my Life's Abundance money. And it works. And I just, and I'm like Scott said, you know, 1 month, you'll kind of go along for a little bit, and then all of a sudden it'll be like kaboom, and, you know, you'll get a bunch of people sign up or a bunch of new customers, and it kind of explodes for a little while, and then you kind of level off. And it's with very, very little work on my part. I'm not real dedicated to so many hours a day and, you know, making myself do different things. It's just kind of whenever I'm in the mood or when I run into somebody, you know, so it's very, very easy to do and very profitable. And I just thank Regina for, you know, pointing me in the right direction on how to do it, and your calls, which have made a huge difference. You know, just having some type of a plan to follow. And so thank you for that.
Well, thank you. That's a great story. I'm glad you shared it with us. And, you know, guys, again, I don't want to train much longer because I got a couple more people that want to come on. But, you know, Jim Rohn talks about that kind of stuff. You know, you bought another car. And in this case, it was cash. That's amazing. And, you know, because cars aren't – I know the price of new cars, they're not cheap. And Jim Rohn will talk about, you know, being able to afford a car payment. Let's say you were making $500 a month. You could buy a decent car. I mean, a really nice car for $500 a month. And if you people may say, oh, $500 a month, that's not that exciting. But a brand new car, they can put something, they can attach something real tangible to that money. And, you know, that's just another way to tell your story. Let's see, Josh, I think you want to come back on. Is that right? I've unmuted your line again.
That is correct.
All right, you're on.
I just wanted to reiterate what Regina was talking about. I think that when we start bringing on new team members, we just have to come from a place of servitude to be able to help our people move up and move up the ranks. Because again, if we don't help them to move up, we can't move up. I feel that once you reach that 4-star, the only way to go up is to help bring your people up as well. And what a better way to do that than to help them along the way, to be there for them, to help do 3-way calls with them. You know, much like I did with Patty, I flew out to New Hampshire. We did a convention, and that then spawned one of her new recruits. So, you know, it goes back to the whole geometric progression. So it's just, again, an amazing opportunity. The numbers are there, and that's my thoughts on the whole situation, and I love it.
Well, we're loving having you on the team, and we thank you again for sharing that. And that's fantastic to hear that you did that and are doing those kind of things. And, folks, that's the kind of work I was talking about. That's the difference in network marketing versus other things. You know, we invest in each other. We invest in the group, and as the group does well, we all do well, and that's the beauty of network marketing. That's what I like about it, you know, versus what I don't like about traditional methods of business. You know, it's in most businesses, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. But in Life's Abundance, in a business like this, if it's meant to be, it's not only up to me. It can be up to a lot of people. So thanks again for all these testimonials. I'm going to bring Regina back on the line. Are you wanting to get back on, Regina?
Yes, John. I just I wanted to just share with people. You know, I was thinking when Shirley was talking about having the Amish people, you know, the Amish families on her team. Most of you know I live pretty remote. My closest neighbor is a mile in any direction. We met some brand new team members, Robin and Daryl, at the beginning of the call. Robin was introduced to Life's Abundance through Facebook, and Daryl met somebody on vacation, and that's how he was introduced. So there, you can really prosper at this anyway, in any manner, whether you're Amish, whether you live remotely. Kim Gardner also lives really remote, probably more remote than I do. Or face-to-face or telephone or via computer, you know, Facebook and stuff like that. I've actually brought team members on that I met on Instagram and Facebook. So, you know, anything is possible here. And you know, nobody is there's not any special superstar people here. Everybody's just real people that just do a little tiny bit every day, and that's how they stick and stay and get their pay. I love that quote, John. Thank you. So thank you for the call again.
Oh, well, thank you again as well. And guys, I think for the most part, we're going to leave it here because it's after 10 o'clock, and I don't have to go anywhere, but I don't want to keep anybody any longer. But this has been a fantastic call. I mean, I really, really appreciate it when you folks want to participate in the call and share your stories, because more than anything, I can get out here and train and talk and say a bunch of things. But you know what? Another thing from Jim Rohn, I love Jim Rohn trainings. You know, facts tell, but stories sell. And that I don't mean that in a negative way. We are trying to sell here. And sometimes all people want to know is your story. And you've shared that tonight, and I appreciate that. And that means a lot more sometimes than some trainings that, you know, you can hear from each other and know that real people, like Regina just said, are making a go of it here. And, you know, the company is fantastic. Someone asked online, when are these numbers going to be published? It's going to be about a month, probably in the next month, you know, give or take a week or so. You're going to see this posted, probably get an email from the company about the fact that it's on there now. But when that becomes officially available, you're going to be proud to be able to share this with people. I'm going to make it part of our when I'm going to sit down with somebody and introduce them to the business, they are going to see this information. I mean, this information is just phenomenal. Forget the rest of the companies out there that don't work, and some of them just flat out don't work. You say, well, how'd they get to be so big? Well, they got to be so big because they're exciting and they do a lot of hoopla and a lot of meetings, and they do a lot of exciting things that maybe attract people initially, and maybe they have decent products that people want to use. But I'll tell you what, their numbers in their – look at their paycheck category, and that's where the failure, you know, really shows up. But you're going to be able but forgetting all that, just getting into business, period, there's pitfalls, there's problems. There's failure rates that are through the roof, and our company can show numbers that are just they're just way, way above average. I mean, if that's saying it nicely or mildly, just way above average. So you're going to definitely appreciate it when this comes out. I know I already am appreciative of it. I can't wait for the official version to show up. And so thanks again for being with us, and thanks again for being in this company and building and being a part of our team. So we'll look forward to speaking to all of you again next Monday night. So have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Moderator ID accepted.